right, everybody, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 161. I know that because we were 40 away last week, but 161, back to a full studio from last week. It was just myself, Coach, and Evie made her debut.
I did see that.
But back this week, myself, Coach, Chris, and Jeff have made it back onto the show. Fellas, how we doing?
The old guys are back.
With the vets.
You're the buffer.
Yeah, that's right.
You're just
that's
the
right. I'm here as the moderator.
Yeah, Evo looked good on camera.
She
though.
Did. She did a great good. Job. Yeah, she did a really good job. Mm-hmm. I had some good feedback on her. She might become a regular, maybe.
I think she only licked her butt twice on camera.
Well,
and it was in this chair, right?
Yeah. That's, yeah. I think she moved. She was here, and then she moved over there.
That's always why when you'd ask Norman about, well, why you play with your nuts all the time?
Because they can.
Because they're mine.
I respect that.
Why you lick your ass?
Why does a dog lick his? Why does a male dog lick his wiener?
Because
he can.
Yeah,
makes everybody else jealous.
Jub in here right now. He just grabbed his keys.
Peace out, Jubby.
See you, Jubber.
Yep.
See you,
Jubber. Jub's gone. He had to get his hair product. Of course, he forgot his keys in here. If that surprises anybody.
Is that hair gel that he had?
Yeah, a little, I tell you what, it stuff's paste. Really great. It's a great stuff. It's called Flow Bros Full Hair. It's like hair clay. Keeps your hair back. Love
really?
It. Oh, I love it. Huh. It's great stuff.
Keeps it in place, you mean?
Yeah, like keeps it not like super firm, but firm enough to where it stays back out of your face and
what is it, like
keeps
a cream?
It flowing. It's, yeah, like it's a like cream? A little, it's called clay. It's like a little paste.
Okay.
Rub it in between your fingers and
remember Afro Sheen?
I do remember that, yes. I haven't heard that in a long time. My
Afro
God.
Sheen.
Did you ever use that when you had an Afro, Chris?
No. No, what? No, I didn't really have an Afro. Just I was so curly. Like
that's incredible. I wish we could pull up pictures of
yeah.
you.
I tell you what, I did the fro back in the day.
What's that?
I did the fro thing back in the day.
Did you have it?
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I got a problem when
always,
I was in high school.
That was always a commercial on Soul Train.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of this stuff? Oh, it made your hair shiny.
Yes. Yes.
Afro
right.
Sheen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Afro Sheen butter? Like, is that what it was?
Or maybe
probably something on those lines.
Unless the Afro Sheen made like cocoa butter.
That's a good point.
This stuff?
Yeah. But that was, I mean, that was back in the 70s.
Don
Cornelius.
$35. $35 on
Don Cornelius.
On Amazon.
Guy. Chris, I'll
he
see.
He killed himself.
Did he really?
When he was 75.
I'll see like, not on Facebook or something. Maybe, I don't know where, not because I'm, that's not, somewhere where they'll have like some of the most famous bands ever that were on Soul Train. I think that's like something where some of them got started.
And I forget there was some like a trivial thing, like the first white band to perform on that show.
Who was it? You know,
I don't know if it was. No, I want to say Rare Earth, but it wasn't Rare Earth. It could have been Wild Cherry. That should have been another fucking one hit.
It was on there.
Well, I told Joe after I said I could do that segment.
We went over one hit.
Actually, you know what? I was able to listen on my way home from Coolsville. I was able to listen to that and This Is Mondo interview. You guys did a really nice job.
Yeah, the one hit wonders, man. There are some good one hit wonders though. Jeez, oh, these are some
Chris,
really good
beautiful
ones.
People use Afro Sheen.
Yeah,
this guy.
Like, that's
that's good stuff. Like I would watch it and have like Smokey Robinson and the Spinners, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yep, they could all dance.
And they all the people were dancing. That was and Don Cornelius' voice. Do you remember him on Soul Train?
I don't know.
The real deep voice.
Yes.
Oh, his voice was unbelievable.
Remember when they would do that line? Like the dancers all line up, and then they would all be and then they'd two by two or whatever they
did. Yeah, it was awesome.
What those people had some moves.
You think about simplicity, though, on TV back in the
day. Oh, my goodness.
Like, yeah, they were just like in a little studio in Chicago, so I think it was.
Yeah, little stage. There was a little stage up there, and everybody just danced. Maybe, 50 people in there in the crowd?
I remember they always had a little board there with letters. Remember they solved the band?
Yes, yeah.
Like, you know.
Wait, is that where Detective Head was from? The head detective? What was that for? What was he from?
I don't think he was on
detective
Soul Train.
Head,
what was that from? The head detective with Jim Carrey.
That's that was on that was on
it wasn't SNL, was it?
Yeah, I don't watch it.
No.
Yeah, the hell was that show?
Oh, well it went oh my goodness. Detective.
I thought it was Soul Train, wasn't it?
No, it was come on, Chris. You know what this It was a hilarious show.
The head detective, and he was just a head. I think it was Jim Carrey, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, no, it wasn't Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey was
Fire Marshal Bill, yeah.
Well, that was
I forget who the head detective was.
And he
was.
Had all the beautiful dancers. There were like four
I got to look
dancers.
It up now.
Oh, and the Fly Girls?
Fly Girls, yeah. What was the name of that show?
Oh, it was the
Living Color.
Living Color, that's what it was.
The Wayans Brothers, right?
Yeah. Wayans Brothers. Yeah. I couldn't think of them. That was a really...
Oh, that was Jamie Foxx, wasn't it?
Jamie Foxx, yeah. And the Wayans, yeah.
You know who else was on there?
No, wait.
Jennifer Lopez before Our Work. Yeah. If you look at Jennifer Lopez then compared to now, you're talking a completely different ballgame.
No. Like what? Like how?
In my opinion, she's an absolute smoke show. But yeah. Back in the day,
she
she obviously had always had a nice body, but I mean, yeah, she had a shit ton of work.
No, I spoke wrong. I wasn't Jamie Foxx. It was Damon Wayans.
The Wayans brothers. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Damon Wayans.
Now, are you saying her facial work it did her well?
No. Yeah, facial work did her well. Yes.
Because a lot of times you don't see that.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it makes it look so fake. Mm-hmm. But I mean, do you guys think she's an attractive lady?
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's a smoke show. Absolute smoke show.
Yeah. So anyway, the head detective.
Yeah, in Living Color.
He had two arms. His head sat on his feet.
Yeah, his shoes. Yeah, his shoes were all like on his chin.
You know what I seen the other day? Speaking of old shows, somebody, I don't even know what I was looking at. I was looking at something and somebody was, it was like an old Halloween picture and they were dressed as Super Dave Osborne.
Oh my God, that was an incredible. That was.
It was on Showtime, right?
Oh, that was incredible.
HBO or Showtime? It was one of two.
I don't remember that.
He used
that.
To appear on David Letterman sometimes.
Did he really?
Yeah. Because then Letterman would end up doing stupid.
Yeah, Super Dave.
Super Dave Osborne.
You ever seen him, Jared?
Uh-uh.
Oh, he was like a stunt man.
Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, and he would do all these stunts and they'd always get blown up. Or
his real name's Bob Einstein.
He died, right?
Recently. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I didn't even know his real name. I was just knew Bob Einstein. Yeah. And I was so young. I mean, I was probably
Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, he always like all the... Like stuff would happen to him.
Oh yeah, it always catch on fire, or
right,
get blown
get hit
up,
by or, a car or something.
Right, right.
Yeah,
that was from 2000. It looks like it said.
Hold on, Super Dave Osborne.
No. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong. Yeah, this was a movie, I guess, that they made of him.
When
like
was
a,
Super Dave? When was
I'm
that?
Gonna say, I guarantee that I was in literally. It was before. I would say elementary school for me.
You're talking probably in the 80s.
Yeah, so yeah. I was born in 77, so I'm going to vote 80, early to mid-80s.
87 to 91.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, I wish we could pull up some Super Dave highlights.
Super Dave, awesome.
I wish I had my laptop set up.
Well, it wasn't Super Dave, but you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Okay, well, he was on that show, and he was pretty goddamn funny. So, yeah, he died a couple of years ago, I think.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah. But yeah, those skits were really, really funny.
Really funny. The older show skits are absolutely the best. They're just
the best. You brought that up. Like I still go online and watch old clips of like Johnny Carson.
Oh my God.
And his monologues and just some of the guests that he had. I mean, there were some hilarious things when he'd have on Dean Martin and Don Rickles and all those old time comedians and Hollywood people. And it was so funny, and they weren't cussing. It was just straight up comedy. And you know, if you remember Don Rickles, he insulted everybody.
Yeah,
he didn't give a shit if you were black, white, Chinese. But it was okay.
Funny you say that because the other day Joan Rivers came up in our household, and it is so crazy. Back in the day, like that whole group of comedians and talk show hosts, they were brutal. But it was before everybody was so sensitive that they could be. Now you do that shit on air and you get blackballed.
Oh,
and nobody.
She was. It's so weird. You brought her name up. I saw something. She was. Guy to go back, I don't know how long ago, but she was sitting on this panel. It might have been The View or some sort of show like that. And she just said, yeah, I was really, what was her daughter's name? Melissa?
Melissa Rivers.
Yeah. I was really pissed off. Melissa, she brought her, and she was talking to a black host, and she said, yeah, I was really pissed off. Melissa brought home a black guy. And she said to the lady, well, no offense, but she goes, I was pissed off because she didn't bring me one, too. You know, just stuff like that.
She was
really, really.
She was brutal.
But no, she was crude.
She
wasn't offensive. But
no.
But if you watch any of those clips from back in the 70s.
Well, you just, the, The Carol Burnett Show was unbelievable. And Tim Conway and
Harvey
Korman would do a show together, an act together, and they would start laughing.
Oh, and they'd break character.
Oh, that was that show? Oh, the Carol Burnett show. And they would do that one when he played a dentist. Tim Conway played a dentist, and he kept poking himself with the Novocaine needle, and everything was all his hands. And oh my God! And
it was just straight up funny stuff
good clean,
all this sexual stuff,
good clean fun comedy,
and it's still funny today.
It is funny. I'm still watching. It's tremendous.
You know what movie was on? It was late Sunday afternoon. Do you guys remember Brewster's Millions?
I've never seen that.
That's with the Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor and what?
It's been so long ago. I don't.
But it's just one of those old movies, man. That honestly, it comes on. And who was his sidekick?
Was it John? John Candy was.
No.
John Candy wasn't in that.
They were always together. He was a white guy.
I didn't.
What show was this?
Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's.
I haven't heard of any of these.
Yeah, you're definitely
Actually,
some of the stuff you guys were talking about, I was really young. Like the Carol Burnett Show, I remember, really young.
Sometime go just Google Carol Burnett skits with Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, and they are really, really funny.
And that's what even made it funnier, because you could hear the studio audience when, like, he would break. Harvey Korman would break up because he couldn't keep his
face. They'd have to
then
look
you
away.
Hear the audience.
And that would make people laugh even more when they would.
And I don't see how they could regain their composure. I think I would just sit there and laugh. I just couldn't even complete the skit.
Have you guys ever had that happen to you in a situation where you, either maybe in church or at a meeting or. When something struck you funny and you couldn't, I remember a couple times in class or something, and somebody would say something to me and I would just lose it and I could not gain my composure.
Well,
you're not supposed to be laughing.
Happened to me the other day.
Oh,
and I can't remember where I was.
Yes, all the time. Yeah. Especially, you know what happened actually this morning? I was at the dentist getting my teeth cleaned. And Susan was doing my teeth, Susan Stanley. And sometimes I'll just be laying there, and I'll just be thinking of the dumbest thing. And I don't know why, because then I try to think of things that were like disturbing or sad just to get my mind off of laughing. And then so
probably makes you laugh more.
Yeah.
Right?
And so 100%. she was talking about Donald Trump, and we were talking about Bruce Springsteen. And I said, yeah, Springsteen's such a fucking dickhead. And I said, he was bitching about Trump, and then Trump fired back at him and called him a prune and something. And I'm laying there, I'm thinking, and he said something about Bruce Springsteen's skin was all atrophied. And it just hit me funny. And while she was like doing something to my teeth, I started laughing. I said, Susan, I got to stop for a minute. It just.
Isn't that weird?
That's amazing.
And you're trying to hold off from laughing. And that's happened to me in church too.
Honestly, that's where I was going to go. I remember being in grade school and you obviously had your jack offs in your class. Church used to be big back in the day when I was young, for sure. Trying to gain your composure.
I could see all I would have to do is look at someone. Buddy, and think, oh yeah, I remember Mark Delbrook said something hilarious about that guy 25 years ago or something, and it just strikes me, and then you turn your head and you just
it's definitely
bite your bottom lip.
Yeah, very.
You do the best you can at that time,
right?
Do the best
then you just can. Wonder if someone sees you, think, what's this dickhead doing laughing in church?
Do you guys like comedy shows where the audience laughs, or do you like comedy shows that, for instance?
Friends.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld and Friends with the laugh tracks.
Seinfeld where they laugh, as opposed to Andy Griffith or, I don't know whether.
Like The Office.
Yeah, The Office, something like that where the crowd doesn't laugh. Do you like the crowd?
Laugh tracks suck.
Well, if they say, tonight's film before a live audience, but those laugh tracks are.
That's what I mean.
Like your favorite show, Gilligan's Island. And Brady Bunch, they'd have laughs.
Actually, speaking of old shows, my in-laws got away for a couple of days. Guess where they ate this week down in the Carolinas? I know it sounds odd. It's off the wall, but it relates back to an old show that I know you're not going to know.
Which Carolina?
I think it's North.
Mount Airy?
Mel's Diner.
Oh,
that,
oh, wow.
Crazy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jarrett
Vic Tayback.
Yeah, Mel's Diner.
Mel's Diner. Mm-hmm. And, is that from a show?
Kiss My Grits.
Kiss My Grits. That's it. Grant, well, it was Carol Burnett, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. That's right. But it was Vera. Linda Lavin was on that show.
Real quick, Jarrett, before Mel's you go Diner. On, who was the other dude in Brewster's Million?
Oh, yeah, I looked that up. I have it already.
Richard Pryor and...
I see something about Angela Drake as, Lonette McKee.
Who was the original guy in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? That's who it is.
Hold on. Let's see. Let me
Gene
see.
Wilder? Yeah, Gene Wilder.
Oh, Gene Wilder.
That's it.
Richard Pryor, John Candy, Lonette McKee, Stephen Collins, and Hume Cronin.
Is Gene Wilder? What was he at? What? It was Gene Wilder. He wasn't in.
He was
young.
In Silver Streak.
I
he wasn't
in Young. Richard Pryor were always connected.
Well,
at the
they
hip,
they did Silver Streak. I know that.
Okay.
That movie.
Gee, he wasn't in Young Frankenstein, was he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Mm-hmm. Was that him?
I think he was. Yes.
And Young Frankenstein. Okay. He's a funny guy.
That's when all those guys were partying like rock stars.
Yeah.
I mean, truly partying like rock stars.
He was married to Gilda Radner, wasn't he?
Actually, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. Do you remember the old Saturday Night Live skits?
I do. It was so much better back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live was unbelievable back in the
really
day.
It really was.
Really, really funny.
The only thing that's good now with it is when, and I don't even really watch it, but I catch just stuff on Twitter, is when the black and the white guy do racial things.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Colin Jost and... Michael,
what was that? What did they
Michael,
do?
I don't know what the heck's his name. Michael.
Well,
Keaton?
They said something the other day. I think it was those two guys said he was not a fan of Nick Kerr, but NI.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Okay.
Were they? Did you guys see the one where they having the draft with the drafting nationalities?
No.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus.
Do you still watch that? Or is this like...
No, it wasn't on there. I don't know what it was on, but it was... Now, did you guys ever see the one with Burt Reynolds and it's the Saturday Night Live game show that... Celebrity Jeopardy. You ever see that, Jeff?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not ringing.
That one Jared? Black Jeopardy.
Black Jeopardy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Celebrity Jeopardy, Turd Ferguson, Burt Reynolds is Turd Ferguson, and then Richard, he always talks.
It was, shit. The one guy that always talks shit on his mom.
Yeah, that's.
Daryl Hammonds.
Yeah, but it's.
He's Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery. He talks shit on.
Will Ferrell's
mom.
Yeah, he's
all the
Alex.
Time. That's really funny. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I may have, but I mean,
when he had Turd Ferguson on there, and he kept buzzing in, and Will Ferrell says, "Stop doing that, or whatever." You rang in. He said, "No, I didn't." He said, "Yes, you did." Now my buzzer's broke. I mean, he was really, really,
really
fun. That was Norm Macdonald, wasn't it?
Yeah, and their scores would be like minus 15,000 going into the Final Jeopardy. Really funny.
Yeah, it was Will Ferrell, Daryl Hammond. Jimmy Fallon was on it, Norm MacDonald, Kenan Thompson, and then there were a bunch of different
people. Tom Hanks was on there.
Tom Hanks was on there.
He was on Black.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Drew Barrymore, Jim
Alec
Carrey.
Alec Baldwin's really funny.
He does
some incredible impersonations.
Alex Trebek made a cameo, I guess, on there.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Because that's Will Ferrell plays Alex Trebek, and Sean Connery always says he's doing his mother.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, yeah.
Once again, before everything got too sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
the
my
funny
God,
thing was the categories.
Oh, like letters after the letter A, and it was like so stupid of categories. It was unbelievable.
Yes. And, shit. There's a couple that I can't remember, but the one like Final Jeopardy, and he just said, just write anything,
write anything, right?
And they still didn't get it right.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about before the show. You wanted to get in. We're kind of switching topics here. You wanted to get into. Chris went to the DMV, happened?
No, nothing bad happened. We just Derek and we got him a car. But we went too fast. Oh, no, not too fast. But we went to Weirton. But we hadn't received the title yet from the dealership, and I forgot, so we went up there for nothing.
So we had
a temporary registration. He's got temporary tags on his car and had everything with these, and they were super nice. So
they're great up there.
They're wonderful.
Weirton is wonderful. Mountains is a bunch of.
So I was just gonna bring that up.
Always,
so
someone told me about that 3, 4, 5 years ago, whatever. Go to Weirton. Mm-hmm. So I finally did, and I've been there like maybe. Today could have been like my 4th or 5th time. And the lady was apologetic, and she goes, you know, I recently got a car and they wouldn't give me the title either. We paid cash for it. She goes, but they have to send it to Charleston and then you'll get it in like 30 days. Mm-hmm. Huh. So his tags are good till June 20th. So we got time, but she was super nice about it. But you know, you go down to Moundsville, it's a stressful situation. Is that chicken lady still working?
Yeah. You know what? I think she retired.
We saw her at Abby's that one time.
She was really a nice lady. She was
but
nice.
But she didn't come across that way down there.
No. And she had that funky walk,
yeah,
too.
She did.
I don't think I ever had a positive experience down there. And I've probably been there 3 or 4 times. I've never gone to Weirton, so maybe I'm going to have to go there now. I would say it's probably about the same.
It actually is.
Yeah, I mean, it's about half an hour each, right? But Wheeling used to have a DMV, right? Right by down by Lowe's? Where the police station was or is?
You could go get your license.
I think
there.
You could get something.
You could
there,
get your license.
But not
there.
Nothing.
Why is there not one? I don't understand. Why is there not a DMV in Wheeling?
Doesn't make any sense. I would agree.
Well, I mean, it's the bigger city of both of those, question. I would say, right?
But they probably put so much money in that place in Moundsville because that's a beautiful building down there.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really
that's
is.
Kind of a newer, but didn't they
I'd say, what,
upgrade
it? 10, 12, maybe even longer than that now that I'm thinking about it. It's less than 20 years old, I would say. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I never understood why.
You never been to Weirton, Coach?
What's that?
You never gone to Weirton?
No, I don't even know where it is. Yeah. Where is it?
It's
up
right
there?
By the field, right by the baseball field.
It's right behind the community center.
Yeah, literally right next to the baseball field.
Yeah, there's ample parking. You just get they were really
and you
nice.
Got in and out decently time?
Well, we didn't do anything. We just go to the window. But before I took a seat, I don't know if I was assigned a number, but the last time I was there prior to today, I mean, I had all my stuff done in probably 20 minutes, but there was no stress with it. That's what was nice about it.
Have you ever, next time you go up, or have you ever had downtown DeCarlo's in Weirton?
Good.
It's phenomenal. Matter of fact, it's Weekly's favorite.
I think I have heard him say that.
I'd put it up there. I mean, I'm an Elm Grove guy.
You're a Patsy's guy?
But
Wait, you're getting close to Patsy's with that?
I wouldn't say close, but it is really good. And you have to. It's one of those pizzas that you probably have to eat it in your car and don't bring it home 30 minutes.
Yeah. Ooh, I tell you what, next time I come down home from Pittsburgh, I might have to stop.
So you know, it's called Mario's. So it's an Italian restaurant.
Is a restaurant behind?
It's a pizza shop.
Do you enter the restaurant from behind?
You do. Like, well, actually, yeah, not Mario, the bunch of ditches,
yeah.
On the side.
And that door to DeCarlo's is right there on the corner.
Wait,
so the DeCarlo's, the main entrance for DeCarlo's is on the front street.
Yeah.
And then you pull in the side parking lot and you enter Mario's on the side.
Ever
door.
Been there?
Yeah.
Good.
Pizza's phenomenal. Mario's, in my opinion, if you talk to the people up north, everybody loves it. To me, it's I think their Italian is overrated, in my opinion. And somewhere else that the Steubenville people obviously blow is Naples. And I think Naples is completely overrated.
Really?
In my opinion.
I don't think I've ever been to
Naples Italian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's been there for 100 years.
But it's been a while since I've been there.
I like Scafidi's when we went there.
I know, Jesus.
That was 2 years ago now?
Oh,
wait, longer.
Oh, no.
3 years?
Oh, my God.
We're working
and we knocked that door off the hinges. Do you remember that?
I do.
Were you with
Yeah.
It was me, you, and Chris, I think.
Yeah,
we were carrying that the thing in.
How about the rib place? I've never eaten there.
So if you talk to, in my opinion, first and foremost, best ribs you'll ever have.
Okay.
But here's the deal. The Dewey sold it. So there's new ownership and everybody says that it's completely different.
Really?
I think they're completely wrong. To me, it didn't miss a beat.
No way.
But yeah, if you love ribs, man, it's hands down the best ribs you'll ever have.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Jeff, back to your pizza. I had it one time up there. Flavor was great, but I didn't get the crunch I wanted.
Oh. Okay.
It was kind of soft.
Isn't it amazing how different each DeCarlo's can be.
Like, see, my wife loves Wheeling DeCarlo's, and that's just very okay to me.
Yeah, and I would agree.
Really?
Very okay.
If I'm buzzed up, I'll crush it.
If I mean, So, one out of 10, what are you going to give Patsy's?
I'm a strong nine.
Yeah, I'm a strong
God,
nine.
God, that
probably.
Sounds so good.
So, then what would you give Downtown DeCarlo's? Like a five?
Yeah.
I'd probably say in that 5-6 range. Yeah.
Man, I'm going
almost 7 or 8. If it's
all wheeling?
If I get a crunch, yeah. I'm first and foremost is Patsy's.
So you're a Patsy's. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I don't get DeCarlo's enough. I guess it's kind of maybe the charm of it is every time I get it, it's that good. Like I'd say it's once every 1 or 2 months. And I feel like Downtown DeCarlo's, I don't take advantage enough of. It's there. It's a 2-minute walk down the street, but I never get it.
Probably also, don't think about it, right?
I know. I never think about it until maybe somebody I know is coming into town. We're like, oh, we got to get DeCarlo's. Like there's people from Pittsburgh that are coming down Saturday for that wellness weekend. They're bringing the pierogies down and everything. I'm just like, if I'm coming or even if I don't go, you got to get DeCarlo's. Like, you're going to be right by it. You got to get it. Just try it because they've never had it before. So
I'll be anxious to see that because I always appreciate when people do try DeCarlo's because obviously we think it's the greatest thing in the world. And a great example of that, my buddy Millet, when he moved to Virginia, remember he opened up at DeCarlo's down in Virginia Beach. And I tell you what, it started really slow because people did not understand the concept of a warm pizza with cold cheese. But I tell you what, then it all of a sudden like literally took off and couldn't keep up with business. And then unfortunately the jack off landlord started kept on increasing prices and it wasn't worth having a pizza joint. But I think the concept is probably hard for people. But here's the deal though. Pittsburgh is a place you can get the same concept.
That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. They have it up there. And there's just something about that. I don't know what it is. I just love getting the extra bag of cheese and putting a ton of that cold cheese on it. I love that. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, see, now Chris Wade, he's probably the biggest pizza connoisseur in the state of West Virginia. He travels all over the place, and he absolutely does not like Patsy's or DeCarlo's.
He'll get it, but it's not.
He ranks it very low.
It's
cold cheese.
I think that is probably the sentiment of a lot of people is either you love it or you hate it. Because I think Jubb doesn't like it. Jubb doesn't like DeCarlo's.
Was that a couple years ago? Portnoy did a review.
Yeah. He hated
Downtown.
It.
Downtown.
Yeah. I think he called it Civil War. Or I can't remember if he called it Civil War pizza or World War II pizza with the cold cheese. I don't think he liked it.
But if you get it and you get cheese on and you leave the top of the box on for like 2 or 3 minutes, it melts the cheese just enough to give it that. Well, I could eat the cold cheese on it.
I love the cold cheese. I think the cold cheese is great.
Oh, man.
Now, here's the question. The next day with the Elm Grove or Patsy's, the next day, is it getting heated up or not?
Oh, no. I'll eat it right out of the box.
Well, I remember what we used to do.
No, I heat mine up.
I'll do both, but I'll be honest. I'll say
right out of the box. Cold,
I'd rather heat it up. Well, I remember what we used to do. We used to take the griddle and get a piece of foil and put a foil over the
Carmen Brown taught me that.
Yeah, and you put the cheese on the pizza on the griddle and get the bottom nice and crunchy, and then you put a piece of foil over the top so it melts the cheese, and it's a perfect crunch.
You got a little tabletop griddle?
I think we do actually.
Yeah, get that nice and hot. Like Jared said, just put it on there for a couple minutes. It gets that crunch back in.
I'm hungry all of a sudden.
Yeah. But I'm like you. I could take it right out of the box.
Oh, and God.
Especially after a long night of a couple beers.
I tell you what, my nephew from Pittsburgh.
Just a couple.
I tell you what, though, my nephew from Pittsburgh, grew up in the city, all that type of stuff. He absolutely loves Pizza Express.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Like, if they come down the house, they're requesting Pizza Express.
You know what's funny about that? And I don't know whether you guys feel. Pizza Express, I'm not giving it a 10.
Nope, I would agree.
I'm going to give it about an 8, but it's going to be a consistent 8. Every
we talked about
single
this a few months ago.
You
it's
get
never
it.
A 6.
It never is a 6. It never is a 10, but it's never a 6 or a 5.
And that's the one pizza you can eat without, it doesn't have to be crunchy.
Right, exactly. You can almost fold them.
I swear to God, I'm being honest. I think that I could, if I was really hungry, I think I could eat an entire Junior Belly Buster by myself.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I believe that, though.
That is my absolute, besides Fabio's, because Fabio's is number one for me. That's number two is Pizza Express. I absolutely love Pizza Express.
And the thing about Pizza Express, that when you get the belly buster, it's like a 2 to 3 bite.
It is. That's why I think I could eat it.
Well,
that's
the thing
why I
about
think...
it is you got to be careful with your fingers because you.
Right. It's so,
it's so smart.
I tell you what, Jubb.
I'm
sure Jubb could probably. Jubb might eat an entire one bite.
If he
like
folded it and shoved it, it could, yeah. So
I Pizza Express. And there's something about that I love being able to drive 3 minutes down the road and going into that little shop, and it's hot in there. It smells like,
I don't know how they get it to stay the same every single time you get it.
I love it. I love going in there.
The pepperoni's always just curled a little bit, just
like a little
cup. A little cup. Yeah, it's
God, that's such a good pizza.
More than one?
Oh yeah, she had
Bridgeport, right?
Yeah,
the one over in Bridgeport.
I think she had one like over like where Jim and Paula.
Dillonville. Yeah, one in Dillonville. Yeah, there's one in Caddis.
Oh gee, yeah, I don't know. She, I don't
have them all.
I don't know if she owns
them. I don't think she owns all of them, but that's a good.
She,
and I tell you, their sandwiches are good too.
Oh my God, that sub!
Their sandwiches are very good.
Those subs are unbelievable. I had a really good sub the other day.
She's had that Warwood place for a long time.
Long time,
God, yes,
yeah, a long time. You remember what was in there before that, Jeff? Manini's.
No, Manini's was down.
Yeah, Manini's was down Manini's on 4th Street.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I just brought up Manini's to Jared.
Yeah.
Manini's. What was before Manini? Or wasn't there something after Manini's?
Yeah, there was.
Not a food store.
Yeah, a pizza store. Yeah, yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Yeah, but we laughed before. That's, you go get 6 slices of pizza in a porno movie.
That's what I see. That's exactly right. Yes.
Zembar just come in and pick out a movie.
And it would smell like reefer in there, too.
Oh, they were smoking pop at the time, sure. Without a doubt.
In the pizza joint they were smoking?
Yeah, they cops there all the time. They didn't say a fucking
word. Well, and then on the wall were the movie rentals. But to get your porn, you had to go in the back.
Yeah,
so you could rent movies in the pizza place?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of that ever.
Actually, and this sounds so lame. Yeah. So lame. Literally, my dad and I would go to a Central football game on a Friday night. It would be a mainstay. We would go to Manini's and get pizza after a Central football game, rent a movie, and go home.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the movies were the cassettes. Is that what they were?
Yeah, you put them in the VCR.
VHS.
VHS. Remember, a lot of times when you write, please rewind.
Yes.
I think
fucking
you got
pricks. That would piss me off, though. You go back, you take it home, and you got to rewind.
But I thought at one point you got to like charge an extra dollar or something.
You
if you
may
didn't
have,
rewind
yeah, because they would.
That's so crazy, though. Wow.
Yeah. Whole wall.
Wait,
movies.
You get charged a dollar if you didn't rewind.
Yeah,
the movie.
You didn't rewind
it
the
took
movie.
A long time.
Back then, it probably was a little bit.
And you hear and if I the closer you get, it go faster.
Yeah.
I can't believe you remember VHS though.
Yeah, it was. I was like, I probably. Had VHSs probably till I was like maybe like 8 or so, and then it went to CDs. Okay. Yeah, but I remember putting we had this this entertainment like stand, and it on the left side it had a big tower of like it was a speaker, a VHS player, and that thing would flip out and you'd put it down and it'd close and it'd make the noise.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Here's the question to the two old guys. Do you remember what was before VHSs? And I was a pup. Pup. Like I was hands down in probably elementary school. Do you guys remember it all? And they used to sell them at Bernie Glenn. Remember Bernie Glenn's on the opposite side, right next to Generations? You remember Bernie Glenn's there?
Yeah, we're the
and you go rent them there. They were the big.
It was a big. What was it like? Not an album.
It kind of looked, but it was hard. It was probably that wide, and probably that high, and whatever. I don't even know what the player was, but if you had one, it was kind of a big deal then.
First time I'd seen it. Somebody we were at a high school party, and some one of the rich families had that. Oh, I never had it, but I remember that.
Yeah. It's scrattering. What
did you put in it? What?
I don't even know, Jared, to be very honest with you, I don't even know what the machine would be called that you'd put it in. But that was before VHSs, and they looked like, it was a big pizza box, but real thin. Probably like that.
Oh, yes. I do remember those.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh,
man.
I'd love to know what that was called.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know why would Bernie Glenn, now that I'm thinking about it, but that's where we would go rent, was Bernie Glenn.
Bernie Glenn. Then going from movies over to music, And Jared, do you remember, Jared, have you ever seen an 8-track player? 8-track?
Like the CDs? No. Like, was it like a Walkman?
No. 8-tracks were, they were little Maybe. Square. Mm-hmm. They were little, well, like rectangular. They were about that thick, rectangular. And you put them in. I'm
trying to think of you.
And there were four tracks. There were four tracks on the 8-track. And you'd have a button to go to each track. So you really couldn't go to your favorite song. Like if your favorite song was on track 2, you'd have to wait till it came around to get it. Do you remember them,
yeah.
Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Was it like a jukebox kind of?
Well, actually, yeah, that's where I was going to go with this. In my household, that's what we had. It was kind of like they had the top part. You could still get FM, AM radio.
Yeah.
And then below was like a little disco thing. Like when the music would play, like it would have like the strobe light things. Yeah. Our thing actually got hit by light. Our house got hit by lightning and blew that. Because I guarantee that thing would be worth money right now.
Hey, I think I found what you were talking about, Jeff. Was it the video disc? It says introducing the most exciting new form of entertainment since television, RCA Selectivision video
that's
disc.
That's it right there. That's so crazy.
If you can see on the camera wild. There.
Yep.
But so the wild, video though. Disc.
An 8-track also, oh, boy, that, Jared,
an
would
eight
go
track,
in your,
like the number 8?
Yeah, 8-track. And it would go in your car. You could also have an 8-track player in your car.
Like these?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Hold on. Now I'm trying to think. I didn't realize you had those in the car.
Oh, yeah. I had it in the car.
Oh,
absolutely.
Just push them in and then.
Bread.
And then you go. there were four bread. Tracks, and you could go to any track. Like,
so wild.
I remember.
Isn't that amazing that that's how it used to be? Like I don't even think about playing
you
got, music
if
nowadays.
You guys
I mean,
saw
I could get any song in the world right in my. And all I got to do is press one button. Oh, I can't even imagine.
So wild.
Well, I tell you what.
Chris, my favorite 8-track was Deep Purple.
Smoke on the Water.
Did you have Machine Head?
Oh, yeah. It was my favorite.
You had that and you had Casey and his Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah.
What car were you driving in?
Oh, probably my Nova, my silver Nova, jacked up.
See, I never got to drive that one. I got to drive some of
the if I had that silver Nova right now, it'd probably be worth a ton of money.
You had a Regal, too.
And, but my silver Nova was jacked. I had high shocks or something on
the back end?
Oh, and it was jacked up in the back.
Awesome.
It was, yeah, my Regal had T-tops.
If you still had that car and one other car that you used to have.
That was unbelievable.
If they were in mint
condition. It's a badass car.
You could sell them at that Mecum Auctions. You ever see those shows?
Oh, I've seen them, yeah.
That fucking Cutlass you had was fucking badass.
Oh,
with the T-top.
T-tops, yeah.
And those wheels had the lettering on them.
Yeah.
That car was probably one of your coolest cars.
Yeah, it was.
You could get. I'm telling
that
you,
that was black.
It was like from. It was like a 1984 or something.
Oh like yeah, that? It was unbelievable. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonder what you bought that for back then. That probably
was a black Cutlass.
Probably like $8,000.
Wait, what kind was it?
Regal. No, Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah,
Cutlass Supreme.
Oldsmobile,
like
Cutlass Supreme.
Was that Oldsmobile?
Yeah.
Yeah, that car was awesome.
Was unbelievable. I had. It's amazing how my life has gone.
I wrecked one. That was my first wreck. My dad had a big old, used to make fun because we used to say, you're not parking it, you're fucking docking that thing. Because
how
big that Cutlass Supreme was, but it was so comfortable. It was like a big old pinmobile.
Yeah,
what year was your Cutlass?
Oh, boy.
Well, this, maybe like 80.
Oh, so that's a little. I was looking at, there's a 69 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Coupe for $20,000.
Oh, yeah, I could have got it. It was on
86. Here's an 86.
That's about one exactly
86
what it looked
for
like
$54,000.
Yeah, that's about exactly what it looked like.
That's a badass car.
Oh,
isn't it crazy? Like at that time, you were never thinking about I'm going to keep this car to sell it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the T-top. That's sick.
The T-top.
Was that the one that the window got broken out of when you slammed the door? Who slammed it?
That was their car.
That was our car.
That was their car. That's a whole,
that was a 1986.
That's a whole different story.
I love that
story.
I
had a Buick Riviera, too.
That's one of my favorite stories ever.
That's unbelievable.
What car was that, Chris?
What?
You broke the window out of?
Just a Honda Civic hatchback. But look,
if you ever
had
that
this car, that fucking car, that's a blue one.
Let me see.
It's a badass score.
Mikamoto, what's that show? It's a, you know, the Mikam.
I know exactly what show you're talking
about. What's it called? Is it Mikam?
Yeah.
Auction. I started watching that one time. I was fascinated with how much some of those cars, but that car, you would have made some money on that.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But it's funny how, like, when you first buy them and then they start to depreciate a little bit, and then when you get past a certain year, then it goes up.
If I had my garage full of what the cars I had, probably $100,000 at least. Maybe more than that.
But just like
with that Buick Riviera, the Nova.
You mean that's what they were worth, or that's what you could get?
Get now out of them.
Well, I bet it'd be more than that. I bet you get. I don't know that. I remember that. I mean, that was top of the line one.
Yeah, and that Buick Riviera back when.
So
I
what happened? What? So you went
like
from
the
like
first day.
What's that?
Didn't you wreck it on like soon?
Yeah, yeah.
Someone got pulled. In front of you?
Yeah, yeah. I wrecked that twice actually.
So you went from like three like pretty nice cars.
Not then, pretty nice. They were incredible.
And then yeah. You went to the Blue Goose.
And the
S10 and the Ford. Remember that the blue Ford?
Yeah, I had that one car. If I stopped, it would turn off.
Yeah, the Blue Goose. It would overheat, and you had to turn it off at the red light.
Is that the one that had the spinners on the wheels?
Yeah, yeah. And John loves the story. You said you sold it for $20.
I think I sold
for $20.
The Ace. I sold the
They blew that one up.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the blue Ford. What was that blue Ford?
Truck.
No,
the Ranger.
I had a Ranger.
Oh
yeah,
no,
the Danger Ranger. Yeah, that blue Ranger. That thing was sweet. It had a bench seat or no?
Oh yeah.
But no,
that blue Ranger was awesome.
But remember that one you didn't have it for very long. You had that white fucking Bronco like OJ.
With a cap on the back.
And benches.
And I think we took out to West Virginia games a couple times.
No, you took us to a fucking concert in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's
that was really safe. Sit in the back of that.
Here's the question, though. If you're talking about bench seats, Marcus Delbrook, when you were actually, I don't know if this would have been Patty days or dating days or whatever. Did your lady friend sit right next to you on the bench seat?
Well, usually in a bench seat were guys like him and my friends were all in the back. And I was in the front.
It kind of was like.
Do you remember that back in the day? Do people still do that?
That's like what people sing about. That's what you sing about in like country songs. They're on the bench seat, like next to you
literally
when you're driving.
Right next to them, remember that? I mean, that was before seatbelts and stuff like that.
Get over here.
Yeah. Oh, you mean in its front seat of a truck?
Yes.
Oh,
like a lady friend sitting right next to you.
Oh, yeah.
What year?
I know you're talking about a bench seat. I had a bench seat in the back of my truck.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know what you're saying.
What year do you think that Ranger was?
Oh boy, I have no idea.
It had to be like a late 70s, early 80s.
I was trying to find it because I remember that truck. There's a picture of me and I think we had Maggie then. I think it was
about the blue truck.
Yeah, the blue truck.
Oh. While you're looking
like
for that,
like it would have been like that kind of truck, maybe.
Yeah, but didn't have that front on it
like that. But it did. It wasn't. Was it a two tone?
No, it was just plain blue. What do you got, Jeff?
I got to ask this question. Have you guys ever, by chance, back in the day, when you were taking somebody out on a date or whatever, and you took them out to dinner, and you sat on the same side?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No way. No,
that's fucking
no way.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You mean same side of the booth?
You mean you did that?
No way. I never think of that.
Yeah.
Once in a blue moon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, same side. You bench seat. You're sitting next to the left.
That's horrible. Oh, yeah. So you drive in your Ford Ranger, your 85 Ford Ranger on the bench seat next to you.
Yeah,
and then when you get to the restaurant, you sit in the booth together on the same side.
And the best part about it, don't ask where the other hand is.
She'd put her head on your shoulder.
Keep on telling yourself that.
What good love song can I put on to make to start making my move?
Right.
Barry Manilow.
Did you guys were driving theaters around when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to drive-in theater?
We were actually, that's so funny. We were just talking about that the other day. That was like an evening out.
I was talking to Job about it.
I've never been to a drive-in.
What's that? That was an evening out back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're just...
Well, Dave Weekly was talking about that.
That's it. Chris, that's what I heard it.
Yesterday. And there used to be X amount. Now
there's like 300, 300 in the whole country.
There's one in Moundsville,
isn't
there?
Yeah, but there's only like, what'd they say, like five in the state, maybe?
Yeah, and there's 300 in the whole country.
I think there's one in Moundsville. Yeah.
Well, there's one in Moundsville. There's one in Wintersville. And if I'm not mistaken,
they still have the one in Wintersville?
There's still, that's for sure. But I got to clarify, was there not one in... up on the hill, maybe not. Is it would it be Beach Bottom? Or was there one like back in the day up in that neck of the woods?
Oh boy, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there was.
Where
right?
Home Trucking is.
I see right now on my phone. I looked up drive-in theater before, near me.
Before you turn toward go up to High County Airport, there was a.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they had dirty movies on that thing. They did.
You could read porn. Thank
yeah.
God.
This one's,
no, but no, they
there's
had,
one in right Chester.
There. That was before my day, but Chester. I remember my dad. No,
there's one in
about.
Chester, West Virginia.
Jared, do you know what a drive-in theater is?
Yeah, you're driving in on the big screen when you sit in your car.
You take
the speaker
and you
it
put
your,
it on your
side of your door.
There's
yeah,
one
like on your window.
There's yeah. one in Moon Township. There's one in Chester, and then there's one in Mount Pleasant. Is what I'm seeing on
I thought
my...
he said, I thought Dave Weekly said there's like 300 now and 300
that's
plus.
That's pretty cool. I've never been to one before.
302 or within a 30-minute range yeah. for us? That's kind of yeah. crazy.
We used to take a pickup truck and would back it up and take some chairs and sit in the back of it and listen to it. That was really
yeah,
a cool
night. I've never
cool.
been to anything.
Well,
like,
because, you know, when we didn't have any money in high school, you know, always stuff two or three guys
and
in the trunk.
And you're right. Or put them under a blanket in the back seat.
Because yeah. that's what I was to say. You didn't pay per car. You paid per person in the car.
Right, right, right exactly.
You throw two guys in the trunk.
So crazy. Booze it
amazing.
Up.
It's so stupid.
That's really good stuff.
So, you know, back, I mean, a night out for me, well, it would have probably been you too, Coach. If you had $10, you had enough. That's enough for probably at least four quarts of beer. And back then, probably four, five, six slices at the Carlo's.
There you go.
That's all you needed.
Well, yeah. I'll take it one step further because I know I'm a little bit younger than you guys. But when I was in high school, we could go to Bowman's at the bottom of the hill of Ogilby.
Yeah.
And I could show my ID that literally, and I know I've talked about this a long time ago on this show. It was so fucking retarded. I was in my central uniform. Millet and I took a picture in the mall photoshops, and I had my central uniform on, and it wasn't even an ID. It was an identification card, and I swear to God, it kind of said, hi, my name is. That's how fucking retarded it was. But I could go to Bowman's and buy a case of Icy Light bottles for $10.
Wow.
It was the greatest thing in the world.
How old were you at the time? 16?
Yes, like 16, 17.
And a drinking age was 18 at that
no,
time.
No, I was always 21.
Really?
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm saying that ID worked down there, and sometimes it would work at malls up on the hill.
And you were 16, and it would say you were...
I had my central uniform.
I am Jeff Doyle.
And actually, you know what? Here's the deal, and this again sounds so crazy. So when we did it, you talk about full circle of life. So for some reason, Mill and I looked in a phone book to pick out our addresses. And I picked Pierce Run Road. And ironically enough, that's in Wellsburg. That was where our address was Wellsburg. My wife grew up on Pierce Run Road.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Is that not fucking
destiny.
Nice?
That's wild.
That's fucking wild.
That's amazing.
Destiny.
That is.
232 Pierce Run Road was my address.
And you know, back then, too, they'd look at your ID. They didn't give a shit.
Quarts of beer. Quarts of beer, Chris. That's how we used to drink them.
Yeah.
Quarts.
Oh, yeah, quarts.
32-ounce
quarts. Quarts. And it'd be probably, what, like a buck and a quarter?
Maybe. Yeah.
Buck and a quarter for a quart of beer. So you get like four quarts for $5. Just get hammered.
Quarts.
Strohs.
Oh, God.
What kind of bottle was it in?
It was a big, like a
missile. Was it like a 40?
Like a big missile. Yeah, like
I think
a 40.
You could still, no, but you could still get quarts. I think
well,
I
don't
think
see
Miller,
it.
I think,
can you
I think Miller High Life still does.
Yeah, well,
you
can get 40.
That's what
I know
we
there's
started out on was Miller.
Well, like at Sheets, you can still buy 40s. It's Miller High Life, Bud Ice, I think.
Oh wow, yeah.
And there's
so
one
not
more.
Nothing like Bud Light anymore.
I don't
quarter.
Think
the quartz, Jarrett, would be still fat at the bottom, but then they would come up to be a normal mouth, like a
neck,
bottle.
Like
a neck. Have a long neck,
like
on
this.
That's it. That's a quart.
Yeah.
Man, they fit in your hand real nice, too. But...
And to think about it, you pounded them quick because you didn't want the beer to get warm. Right. So at the end of the day, you crush it.
Incredible.
Score. Unbelievable. So much fun.
We could tell old stories.
You guys, like, when you were not of drinking age? Well, you both were probably 18, right?
Yeah.
18,
oh, yeah.
Age.
But before you could drink legally, where did you guys, like, did you guys have spots or was it just the open field?
Onion Bar.
But I'm saying even before you could go in there before 18.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, my first beer was my first beer in a bar was Capone's at 16.
That's where Purple Onion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Purple Onion before it was Capone's.
Oh, well, see, it must just.
Oh, yeah, Purple Onion. Yeah, we went in there. That was the place to go. We were 16. Go in there.
Who owned it when you were?
Chester and Esther.
Okay.
Is that a married couple?
Chester and Esther Thompson.
Are you fucking
Chester Nestor.
Chester still goes in the vets. You probably know Chester. He's married to Di. Chester Thompson. He's married to Di. You and I. He always wears headsets.
Oh, you know what? I know. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, he always wears headsets.
You know what? I know exactly because he listens to his own music.
Yes.
Right. Which most people do.
He's handing me his
head. My boys used to fuck with him so bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. They used to fucking pound on that dude. When I was hanging out in the vets at a younger age, they used to fucking pound on that dude.
Oh, he's definitely poundable. Mm-hmm.
100%. Yeah, he's
you guys will appreciate this. So if you're heading out on 70 before you get off on the first exit on Elm Grove, where if you shoot back to go to the ball fields now, that used to all be grown up just right off 70, right to the right. And I don't know how we found it, but it was called the old tracks. Mm-hmm. And we would go back there and we'd have fires and it would be people from Central, people from Park, people from
where was this now, Jeff?
Literally, if you're on 70.
I know where you're talking.
Right before you get to the exit, if you look to the right, you could see the ball fields up on the hill, but that was all grown up at the time. And for some reason, I don't know why, you couldn't see it even with a fire and stuff like that from the road. But we would go back there, man. There would be fucking hundreds.
Zillions of people.
I shouldn't say hundreds because that's a lot. A lot of people.
Did you get there the same way?
Yeah. Well, what it would be is, so if you got down and then you're acting like going 470 ball field, right when you start to go up the hill of the ball field, it's shot back.
Mm. Like by the creek, kind of?
Because
I think there's a creek
towards
down
Uncle Pete's.
No, closer. Like, it's literally, if you hit it, if I threw a baseball from the baseball field, I'd land right on where the tracks were.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What was the name of it?
Just called it the tracks because I think it used to be an old railroad track.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And were you guys all underage at that time?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
They all fucked up. There's so much.
That's great.
Yeah, because the railroad tracks were where the trail is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
Okay. I know what you mean now. Yeah.
Incredible.
That place the hospital. We used to go to, and we've talked about this on this show before too. We used to go out to Roney's Point.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go out to Roney's Point and go in the asylum out there. And
oh, geez. Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah. Real quick before we wrap up here, because we were just talking about it. And I got to hear this story again because it's one of my favorites. And so Jeff can hear it about him breaking that. Was it Chris who broke the window in the car, and why? Well, why did it happen?
I mean, first of all, you got to realize that him and his brother Tim could tell stories literally, and I absolutely, they're one of my favorite things to ever hear about him.
I love this story.
Him and his brother Tim.
God, I wish he was here because I I swear he probably would be on this show regularly if he was still here. And he probably would just sit over there and listen to us and just laugh the whole time.
Just the stupid stuff they would do. Just. Mm-hmm.
Look at the grin across his face right now.
Some ignorant, I guarantee there's thoughts coming into his mind, like throwing underwear onto the next door neighbor's roof. One of them would throw their underwear on. What was his name?
Luke Letterman's
roof. They would pass baseball out in, now they lived on, what is that, 23rd?
Yes.
23rd Street, which his mother lived in for quite a long time, and that's where Pete Schutz lived, and the Goldens,
Swans.
So that road goes east and west, and down. It is fairly flat, but then towards the end of it, it goes down quite a big hill. Where
if you go down 23rd,
you go down a hill. Yeah, so
right past my mom's house, which intersects with Hess Avenue. If the ball gets by, it's going all the way down.
So they would say one of them would, I don't know exactly. He could tell you more, but the crux of it is they would grab their gloves, a ball, and then they would say, make sure you get the car keys. Because if they threw it, overthrew it, or bounced it and got by the guy, they wouldn't walk or run after it. They would jump in the car, and if it was cars pointed this way, and if ball went that way, they would back down.
Right.
They would back down the road and get it, and pick up the ball, come back, and start passing again.
Yeah, because it sometimes it would get by me or him, whoever was at one end. It would go up by the church that is no longer there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you slam your glove down like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then you get in a car and drive up and go get it, park the car, and start passing
again. Well, if you threw it, it would be east. It would almost go up probably towards the avenue.
Yeah, well, right? Yeah, it would go up towards the end. Yeah, like, but the other one was bad.
But like, then it would go down that hill towards, like,
when it got by, and you'd hurry up and try to throw your glove to stop it.
But that night.
Well, yeah, go real quick wrap up here.
It was, we had been drinking. Me, him, his brother, and who else was with us? Somebody.
I think Vince was.
Maybe Vince,
Vince or Dog. There was four of us.
Four of us in that little Honda Civic
hatchback. And we were, I think we had been drinking then, but weren't we deciding to go to Rambo 2, I think?
Oh, yeah, we did. We went to a movie.
And we pulled up to the house, and the driver's side door was having trouble shutting for whatever reason. And Tim kept trying to shut it, and we never really bothered to try to get out and maybe see how we could fix it.
Right.
Just because, the harder you slam it, right.
It'll eventually catch.
Right. Yes. Right. So I'm in the passenger seat, and like Tim's right there. And he keeps trying. So I say, here, let me try.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't get out of the car. I just reach over Tim, and I'm like leaning on his lap, and I pull it as fucking hard as I can with my left hand, and I pull it slams shut, and the fucking window shatters.
Oh, God. And the glass just came falling down.
Yeah, I have to understand when glass in a car shatters, it doesn't shatter in big pieces.
No, it's a million pieces.
Yeah, like
it's that tempered glass that breaks into. And all you hear is going down in the door, going down in the door.
And, I thought, because my dad was home at the time, and I thought, Tim, we are getting our fucking asses beat. We're done. And surprisingly, he didn't get too upset about it.
Was that the same night that he said, you?
No, that one
the same night?
No.
What are sometimes?
Well, no, that's the day we drove through Golden's yard.
Right.
And then we, funny guys, we're driving.
The once wasn't enough. Let's do it three
right.
times.
Right. And then.
And he comes out and he knows we've been drinking a lot that night, a lot. And of course, me, I said, hey, Len, come on, let's go have a drink. And I was hammered and he wasn't drinking and he wasn't in the mood to deal with four drunk.
Well, his two sons were in with his brother-in-law who'd been drinking for 6-7 hours. see, he would have went back in the house and told my mom, I'm going out with these guys.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have said well either.
And he said what?
He said, you two in the house right now. You
home.
Get your ass home now.
Yeah.
That's great. I love those stories.
Just the stupidity of things.
Oh,
like that.
God. They could go on and
forever.
On.
But it's just, you always look back and you think, God damn, you just.
How do we get away with it? Oh.
And survive.
I'm sure you've done
things. Yeah, you're still here.
When you
shake
your head.
We always talk about that. Like things that you hear now and you think, geez, we did that. And
oh, God.
We must have had guardian angels over.
Oh, and the drinking and driving back. And I'm not proud to say
that
at all.
But isn't it crazy, though? So. I mean, I can't speak. I know Luke is nothing like me.
Yeah.
Your two kids are nothing like you. I would say, Chris, your two kids are nothing like you, right? I mean, so it is crazy how that works,
it's
though,
unbelievable.
Because somehow the dumb shit we did
worked out.
I was even somewhat behaved. I hung around a bunch of fucktards.
You know what is amazing, and we'll wrap this up, and I still think of this. Our evenings back in high school, our evenings didn't start till like 10:30, 11 mm-hmm. o'clock. Mm-hmm. You would come in, whatever you were doing, maybe take a nap, or I don't even remember, eat dinner, to stick out and go. But you wouldn't come in and take a shower and start going out and party until...
So much fun, though.
But like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Time didn't mean shit.
I'm so far ready for bed by 11, and I thought we were just getting started. We were meeting at wherever and starting to drink. And then like 3-4 o'clock was a normal time.
Oh, for sure it was. Your
group of guys, though, and I remember you, I don't know if you were the exception, but did you guys all in high school have your own cars?
Yeah.
You see, our group never had that. We always, next Friday we're going to do this, see if you can get your dad's car or whoever's turn it was. I don't think any of us had our own car, so it was kind of a challenge sometimes so we didn't have the luxury.
Yeah, we pretty much all had our cars now. It might have been a station wagon.
Didn't matter. Yeah.
No, it didn't matter.
That was
the
more you get in. You could fucking pile in.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Would pile
in. The worst part about it was probably one of those station wagons where you had the back seat where it was looking out the back. So you're probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Fucking tossing beer bottles out. Yeah.
It's unbelievable stuff, man. That's stories like that are for another show.
Yeah. We got to do that. Once we maybe get the studio back here fixed up, we can get more guys on the show. We'll have to go through.
A reminiscing show.
Yes. We'll have to go through a bunch of the stories.
Incredible.
Funny, but yeah. Stories. Another one done. Episode 161 of the Pine Room Podcast. As always, thank you for tuning in. Good show today. Myself, Chris, Jeff, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Go Bucks.
Later. Jeez. Go Bucks.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.